Late last month, BC Green Party leader Sonia Furstenau published an op-ed for Glacier Media calling on the province to rethink what a typical week of work should look like. A four-day work week, without cuts to pay or working longer hours, is exactly the kind of innovative, people-first approach that can spark renewal in our workplaces, she wrote. Results from pilots and trials in BC, across Canada and around the world prove that a four-day week is good for businesses and good for people. Shorter workweeks reduce stress and illness, and maintain or even boost productivity. Workers report improved job satisfaction and employers are better able to attract, recruit and retain workers. It's an idea we've raised in the pages of Peak before. I wrote my own opinion piece a couple of years ago advocating for the same shift. While a 2020 Angus Reid Institute study found 53% of Canadian adults said it would be a good idea to make a new 30-hour workweek standard across the country. We wanted to hear what our readers thought about the idea. Peak News Magazine polled 294 Peak readers and asked the question, "Do you think BC should transition to a four-day workweek?" The poll ran from March 2 to 9, 2023. Of the 294 votes, we can determine that 38 are from within the community. More than 38% of total respondents said they would be in favor of reducing the standard workweek by one day, so long as daily working hours are extended. Meanwhile, almost the same amount of readers said they'd support a four-day workweek as long as 8-hour days, and salaries, stay the same. Only less than 20% of respondents said they'd like to see 5-day weeks stick around. The full results are as follows. Yes, I support a move to 4-day weeks with longer daily hours, 47.37% local, 38.44% total. Yes, but I think we should keep 8-hour days and salaries the same, 34.21% local, 38.10% total. No, I like the 5-day work week the way it is, 18.42% local, 19.39% total. Undecided 0.00% local, 4.08% total. Local total. Results are based on an online study of adult Peak News Magazine readers that are located in Whistler. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 5.64%, 19 times out of 20. Peak News Magazine uses a variety of techniques to capture data, detect and prevent fraudulent votes, detect and prevent robots, and filter out non-local and duplicate votes.